Okay, 7:10. Who just walked into the studio?
He's in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair, Mike McGarry.
The one and only Mike. You look like you've lost weight.
Well, it all depends on the time you look at me of the day. Time of the day.
Hey, welcome, welcome.
Hey, Brad, nice to see you again. Anyway.
You've got a big announcement to make regarding First Night Hartford.
Well, we picked your station as a station because many of your listeners would really, really be interested in this. You know, First Night's been going on for 29 years.
29?
Yeah, imagine that.
Wow.
It started as Winterfest way, way, way back a couple of years. And then it became, there's a nationwide wave of these First Night things. And Hartford picked up right after Boston. So it's been pretty good. However, everything in life is a bell curve, as we well know.
Yeah.
You know? Touch Points will tell you about that. Everything in life is a bell curve. For the last 4 or 5 years, First Night's been kind of drifting the wrong way. Money mania. You know, these insurance companies today and all the companies have a lot of other charities. It's tough to sell them on the idea of essentially lighting Hartford up for one night. So the contributions have gone down a bit, and the interest has gone down a bit. So we had to change that.
So what did you do?
Here we're going to do it. We're going to take Pratt Street and turn it into Paris 1937.
What?
Paris 1937, the best year for jazz, the jazz hot of ever in the history of the world. Louis Armstrong, Sidney Bechet, Django Reinhardt, Stephen Grappelli. All the great names of jazz were in Paris at the time. Now, did you know why, Brad? You should have been there, you know. It would have been just your time. Part of the reason was a lot of black musicians left America because of the Depression and because of discrimination. And Paris was a place for jazz musicians in the 30s. And it became, by 1937, the hottest spot in America, in the world for that kind of, they called it hot jazz at the time. Little jazz hot. Mm-hmm. The Hot Club of Paris, and a famous fella named Django Reinhardt. You know of Django Reinhardt?
I heard the name.
Well, yeah. Django Reinhardt was the best jazz guitarist in the world. He was a gypsy, and he had quite a history. He was in a fire when he was 18, and half his body got scarred and burned, including his jazz hand, his right hand. So he learned to play with just two fingers, giving a very unusual kind of gypsy jazz music. Mm-hmm. That swept the world that time. And he and Stephen Grappelli and Louis Armstrong and all those guys had a great time together in Paris. We're going to recreate that.
Wow. French, how are you going to do that?
Well, a little blue smoke and mirrors like everything else.
If Hollywood can do it, you can do it.
Well, you know, flags up and down Pratt Street, signs in the windows. We're going to take the old Lutz Bond and Green store. Remember that store?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
Huge store, huge, wonderful old store. Hasn't been touched in all these years. Has that look, that 30s look.
Yes.
You know? We're going to take that and make that into a bistro. Bistro of Paris, 1937.
Wow.
It'll be a lot
that
of fun.
That is really, huh?
There are a lot of stories behind it. We love the stories. I'm going to ask you a question, see how you know. Why did Louis Armstrong leave America? To play, other than money, why did he leave? Because the gangsters chased him out. Remember, all those jazz guys played in bordellos and in speakeasies and all those shady joints? Well, whatever Louis did, he didn't get along with the mob, and he had to get away. So he went to Paris. And all those guys, matter of fact, for a few years, in the early 30s, white musicians from France had a hard time finding work. Because most Parisians thought jazz and black were the same thing. Because most of the musicians, were jazz musicians, were black.
Right.
But by the late 30s, Django especially had become a terrific musician, and people flocked to see him. And then he went to Europe, and they went all over the place. They came to America.
So you're going to have now, let us get straight, so they don't think these folks are coming back. But you're going to have this kind of jazz music, is that true?
Right. We have a fellow in Hartford, for example, Sinan Bakır from Turkey, who plays Django music so well, you think it's a Django CD.
No kidding.
Yeah, and of course, you know Nat Reeves. I'm sure you know Nat.
Oh, I know him, yeah.
He's going to be there. He'll be one of our groups, Nat Reeves. He loves music of that era. And then we have Chat Noir, the cat in French, a group from New Haven that does that gypsy jazz. So we're going to do it right. We're going to spend the money. We're going to do it right. Let me give you a little short history. looks like you weren't going to make it this year for first right. night. It looks like you weren't going to make it. So luckily the Current played ball. We had a big article saying, uh-oh, it's tough to get the money. You know, people say, what do you need that money for? Well, you need insurance. You got to pay an executive director a little bit anyway. Fireworks, cops, you know, these events are expensive. So we ran an article saying it didn't look too good. I got a call. I can't use his name, but I can tell you, a lawyer who did our 501(c) 30 years ago called up and said, Mike, what do you need? I said, well, if we can't see our way to $50,000, you add all that stuff up, it's more than 50. We can't see our way to 50, we just can't go it. He said, well, can you do half? I said, oh, half looks pretty good, let me check. So I called around, called him back, said, yeah, we can do at least half, maybe a little better. He said, okay, come pick up the check for half that amount.
Wow.
That great.
Oh, wow.
And now the Arts Council came through with some money, and Travelers came through with some money, and it looks as though there'll be enough money to do a real first-class event, which will be wonderful. We're going to take you out of here and bring you to 1937 Paris. We're going to have people dressed up, and we're going to have, but well, we can't do liquor first night, New Year's Eve. People can sell it up and down the street in their normal restaurants. But we, through our DNA and our 501(c), can't sell liquor. So we're going to do...
So it's all on Pratt.
A good part of First Night. First Night's all over the city.
Yeah,
the new thing will be...
Right.
The new hot thing will be hot jazz.
Which is a great street to do this on. Great.
Oh, boy, is it ever.
We're going to do jazz and mocktails.
Wow, mocktails. You know, I love that. Jazz and mocktails.
Jazz and mocktails. It's going to be fun.
Hold that thought, because we've got traffic coming up, but then we'll be back with Mike McGarry. This is exciting stuff.
18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Boy, this is, I'll tell you something, this is going to be something is right. 21 after 7. Dan just came up with a great idea.
Well, we're going to bring one of the performers in our studios who's going to perform on first night. What do you say?
Sinan Bakur is a wonderful young man, got a nice family. I know him because I do community gardening, as you know.
Right.
I got him in our garden. And then he said, you know, I'd like to live in Hartford. Can you find a place? Well, where I live, I got him in there. I'm like the grandfather to his son, you know, a great young kid. And he's a wonderful performer, comes from Turkey. And, you know, the night they had the big Turkish thing, the revolution and all that went on and failed, his family could see the revolution going on from their apartment.
Wow.
And they Skyped him pictures.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the world we live in.
Now, he's a
guitarist. He teaches guitar, and he plays all over the place.
Get him on the program?
I'll bring him in. Sure.
Okay.
We'll bring him and set him down.
That's what
he's
we
a
need.
Great
awesome.
Power.
And
that first night, of course, is almost 30 years old. It's all over the city. It's in City Hall, the Bushnell Park, a lot of the churches. It's around. But what we're going to have is a cooperation of all the merchants on Pratt Street. I won't give them a free commercial, but just a lot of them.
Right.
There's four or five of them up and down the street that
some
also
are advertisers on our station, but that's
right.
That's fine.
And they'll all have something going on. The big clothing
store. Lenses only there.
Yeah, that's right. They'll play ball. Well, the clothing store on the corner. When a musician finishes, he'll go down there.
Great.
So we'll have two or three places where people can go. It'll be a lot of fun. Now, I just found the other day that there's a game that day. A women's game, a girls game, kind of women's game. They get out in the afternoon. Yeah. A bus tour company called and talked to me. They know me. They said, what if we came with a package ticket to the game and first night? Wouldn't that be fun?
Awesome.
Yeah, so we're going to have a lot of angles on that.
So now when is this going to start, time-wise?
Well, it usually starts 3 in the afternoon and goes up to midnight. Mm-hmm. As you know, there's a 6 o'clock fireworks, and then there's a 12 o'clock fireworks.
Right.
Traditionally, the 6 is for the kids, and then the 12 is for the adults. We've had a problem keeping adults over the years from, you know, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock on.
Right.
No, we won't have a problem this year.
No.
We'll get a lot of people come to see this.
Yeah.
And there's many, many other things that go on.
Yeah.
Another interesting thing, this just happened now. We happened to know a guy who I actually went to the Trinity game with Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, I'm an expert on UFOs.
Huh.
I said, what do you mean? He travels the country. When I make the final deal with him, I'll give you his name.
Okay.
He travels the country, goes to all those UFO things, you know, and he's an expert on UFOs. He actually saw one. Now, I believe the guy. Why would he tell me that? He actually saw a UFO. So we want to make first night quite different.
Right.
So there'll be a lecture from someone who's seen a UFO, knows all about all that stuff, and will actually have a lecture on UFOs. So talk about a different night out of this world.
I can tell you right now, as a talk show host, if you want to get the phones to light up, just start talking UFOs, and all you have to do is sit back and take the calls. It's unbelievable.
People really get into UFOs.
It's amazing.
Well, so. This guy, for about 20 minutes, filled me in on information I had never heard.
Mm-hmm.
He actually said he was in Los Angeles
area. We can do all of this.
Yeah.
You get some of this stuff.
I'll bring it all in. It's going to be a great New Year's Eve.
This is awesome. It really is. Now, are people going to be able to go out and get tickets or buttons? Yeah. How does this work?
Usually it's a wristband. And people buy them in advance. They can buy them by, now you can do it by computer and it's sent to you, you know, or you pick them up or whatever. It's all over town. We make it as easy as possible. The kids cost a couple dollars, the adults around 10, 12 bucks.
Right.
You get a whole night's entertainment. And now with Sony, you know, back when this all started, I was on the city council back, remember in the 90s?
Mm-hmm.
That great city council. Remember those days?
Yeah.
Mayor Mike, what days they were. Yeah. Anyway, I got involved in this and helped it over the years, you know?
Right.
And it worked out pretty good.
Sure.
Back in those days, you couldn't get a meal downtown. Remember?
Right.
The early 90s?
Yep.
Late 80s, early, you couldn't get a meal. But because the first night now, you're lucky to get a seat.
Yeah.
So first night works and works very well.
That's
all
terrific.
The restaurants are open and all have some kind of special
news.
Well,
you keep in touch with us because we'll get these folks on.
Great.
Right on the radio.
Okay, we'll have a lot of fun with that.
Oh.
So now, again, Pratt Street is going to be converted. Is that right?
Yes, to Paris,
that's awesome.
1937.
That's terrific.
Anybody can follow it on firstnight.org.
Firstnight.org.
Or call us up. It'll be well advertised. Yeah.
No, that's great.
But we're going to get them
fired
up on this program.
You bet.
Boy, I'm glad. Glad, Mike.
Okay, thanks a lot.
That's great.
Yeah, Mike, thanks for coming in.
I'll leave that with you, Dan.
You're right. Very good.